Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can support the show for as little as $3 a month. If you're on Twitter, chances are you've come across the wonderful videos created by Gurdeep Pandur. He's a man in the Yukon who puts up videos of himself dancing in various places around Canada, from the Parliament buildings to the beaches of British Columbia to his cabin in the Yukon. They're wonderful videos, and they're really wonderful to see during this time of COVID-19 when we're often stuck at home. So I had the chance to interview Gurdeep, and he was a wonderful man to talk to. So you know what? Let's just get straight to that interview.
I was reading kind of your bio on your website, and it mentioned that you write stories, poems, two books so far. So kind of what got you into writing?
Writing and dancing, I've been doing since my childhood. When I was in my school, I used to read literature, like in my native language, which is Punjabi. So I was really, really drawn to like literature, like poems, stories, novels, and those writings from other authors, they inspired me to write. So I started writing. Although not many people know my writing side, I would say that. People know me more as a dancer, which is okay. I have written a lot of literature in my grade 8, grade 9. Like that is sort of immature, childish literature. But yes, I was writing at that time.
All right. And then 2006, you decide to move to Canada. How did that decision come about?
When I was in my university, in Punjab University, we used to talk a lot about international affairs, the different countries, what they are doing. And we used to have sort of consensus that, hey, Canada is a very peaceful country. Like Canada never been to war. Although, yeah, I've been, but that those were mostly peacekeeping missions. And also, all those conversations with my peers in university, when I was doing my master's degree, I did my master's in public administration. So that... that started planting first seed of Canada in me. After that, I moved to Canada.
And you lived all over the place. I saw you lived Lloydminster and at North Battleford, which is a place I used to live as well. And then you finally decided to settle in Whitehorse. How did you choose Whitehorse out of all of Canada, I guess?
So when I became Canadian citizen, it was a big moment in my life. You know, it's not, maybe for some other people becoming a citizen would be a normal decision. But for me, it was a huge decision, which means that, I had to quit citizenship of India at that time because we are not allowed to keep citizenship of two places.
Okay.
So when I decided to become Canadian, which means that I was 100% Canadian, becoming 100% Canadian. So that inspired me to learn about Canada, to know about people, its cultures, its what makes Canada as Canada. So I decided to explore different places. I went to all over. I did many road trips to different directions. That came as a bigger motivation to learn about my country. That quite a bit inspired me.
What is it you like about the Yukon?
I like that in the Yukon for two reasons. First, people here are very friendly. They are just like my village, where everybody know everyone. So in the Yukon, I find that around 40,000 people live in the whole Yukon. It's very small population, and which means that there are a lot of like connections. There are a lot of friendships. Even if you don't know someone, somehow they know you or you know them. So it's like this here. So and community here is very heartwarming. It's open community. They are very inclusive. And also, second thing which everybody knows about the Yukon is it has pretty much amazing raw natural beauty, wonderful landscapes, amazing mountains, lakes, river. And that is the second best thing about the Yukon.
So my next question, and I'm hoping I pronounce it right, but what is Bhangra?
Correct pronunciation is Bhangra, but Bhangra is okay because I know that sound is missing.
Right. So what is it exactly?
Bhangra is a traditional Punjabi or Sikh dance. People in Punjab have been dancing this for a long time. Originally, it used to be farmers' dance. Farmers, a long time ago, used to dance this. A long time ago, farming was manual. Like, you know, nowadays, you lived in Saskatchewan. Nowadays, people use combines and tractors. There are all kinds of machines. The farming is not that tough. But if we go back to a couple of centuries, when everything was manual, farming was really, really tough. It was very hardworking job. So those farmers, they created in Punjab, they created this dance, these moves to add fun and joy to their farming activities. Even after harvesting their crops, they used to dance Bhangra to express their happiness and to express joy. Like Saskatchewan people, there's a lot of people who grow wheat crop. Mm-hmm. It exactly looks like Saskatchewan when you see those farms of wheat. So after harvesting wheat crop, especially, people used to be happy with the new produce and new festival. So they used to dance Bhangra. So that's how it originated. But with the time, it grew up a lot. Nowadays, Bhangra is in music videos, it's in movies. A lot of people go to Bhangra sessions to get workouts, because you have seen that it's a good workout too. It's not just a dance, it's like a physical, like very physical too. So that's what Bhangra is about. Yeah.
And so then you do a video with Mayor Curtis, and it kind of explodes both nationally and internationally. Were you shocked by the sudden response to the video?
Yeah, I had kind of thought that before the video that people would like to watch this video because it's very unique. But I didn't know that the response would be that huge, that it will go to CBC National, BBC, and many other several international media. Yeah, on BBC News, 12 million people watched the video. And here in Canada too, almost every news media outlet, they published something about this video. So yeah, this sort of a response was really, really surprising, I would say.
I can imagine. And then you've been doing videos, lots of them ever since. I think I always see almost daily a video from you on Twitter. What's the response been like to the videos, both in Canada and internationally?
I would say that the response has been tremendous. It has been great. The one thing which I find it is wonderful that people in Canada, they like to watch my videos. I don't know if they like Bhangra or not, but they watch my videos. Because you know, when you post on social media, you can somehow go to analytics, mm-hmm. and you can see that who's watching your work, which places. And majority of my work is being watched by Canadians. So I would say that 75-80% of my videos are being consumed by Canadians. So which is great, everywhere in all over. So coast to coast. The response is tremendous. It's amazing that that people, they appreciate, they embrace, they also make a lot of comments, and also they send me thankful messages that, hey, you are spreading positivity, joy, and you are bringing people together. Obviously, I make efforts to bring people together through dance. I try to be inclusive so that everybody joins. Doesn't matter which race or background or whatever they belong to, so that they feel one, and they do feel. It makes me really happy. Yeah.
And you kind of touched on it, but what's the message or goal that you have with the videos, and what do you hope people get out of viewing them?
Yeah. Apart from being like making them happy and positive and wonderful, like making their day as a good day, I also try to give message of this unity and diversity. I feel that we live in a country, because I learned a lot about Canada. Many people who are born in Canada, they often joke to me that, hey, you know about Canada more than us. I have learned that we are living in a country where we are from all over. I think every single corner of the world. Mm-hmm. Even if you are born in Canada, your parents or grandparents or great grandparents came from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, which means that we have really, really big diversity and that genre it's like a painting with many, many colors. Mm-hmm. We have so many multiple types of colors. So through my videos, I just give that message that each color is beautiful. Just enjoy that. Just watch the painting as a whole painting, and accept everyone the way they are. Celebrate the differences. Sometimes we hear the news, different type of news coming where there are divisions, people feel divided, or some mm-hmm. sort of different sort of, sometimes politicians making different sorts of speeches, sometimes which hurt people or which also leave in confusion, that they don't have any path. So yeah, I give this message that, hey, we are together. We are people at the end of the day. We have same sort of hopes, dreams, desires, fears, doubts, we need to come together, and this is the way to move forward. And acceptance is very important, because when all those sort of things which we hear in media, like racism, discrimination, that happens, I find that main reason behind that, we do not make enough efforts to learn about other people. Mm-hmm. Once we know about other people, then we realize that there's no difference between me and those people. Then we feel that those things which make us feel that, hey, that person looks different. Mm-hmm. Those things, they start to get blurred. Then we start to come closer to those people. This is so true that, because we see on surface, when we see people, we see on surface, mm-hmm. we do not try to go to deeper side. But when we go to deeper, we make them as our friends, we go to their families, and sit with them in the restaurants, go for dinner together, even go to their weddings or parties or whatever. Then we do think that, hey, it's almost same, although their style is different, but moments of happiness, moments of joy, or moments of sadness, mm-hmm. everything is the same, which we have in our community. So that brings us together. And through my videos, I try to spread these type of messages that we are just people, we do not pay much attention to those differences. And if we pay attention, just to celebrate them, accept them, that and also in front of other people, we are different too. Sometimes mm-hmm. we don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we sometimes think that, oh, those people are different, but maybe in front of those people, we are different.
We're the different ones. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
It's always good to see a bigger picture. When we mm-hmm. see a bigger picture, it always changes our whole perspective or narrative. Mm-hmm. And then it also brings out of that bubble, which we like to stay in sometimes, that just accept, just dance together, just be together. And it's good for everyone, I think. Mm-hmm. Then there won't be violence, there won't be racism, there won't be, everybody gets opportunity to do whatever they want to. It's good for future generations too, because we certainly do not want to leave such a world for future generations when there's chaos, violence, hate, yeah. or whatever. All these type of things I try to do through my videos.
And it's a great way to kind of showcase the beauty of the Yukon as well with your videos. Some of the videos and the landscapes are really quite nice. And so...
Yeah, every single day I receive messages from people that, hey, you're promoting the Yukon is in such a wonderful way that that people get to see the Yukon, the landscape. Mm-hmm. Many people didn't even know many things about the Yukon, which they learned from my videos. That we do not live in igloos all the time.
Yeah. It's not snowing all year long.
Yeah. And even if it does snow in winters, that snow is good. It's not a bad snow. People have fun in snow. They go for skis and snowshoeing and other type mm-hmm. of winter things.
Mm-hmm. You've taken a break for the summer just to enjoy the weather and everything, but can you tell me a bit about your online classes?
Yeah, I after this COVID started, I shifted my in-person classes to online classes in which people join me and they book through my website, book my classes through my website, which is gurudeep.ca. And over there, they can pay whatever they can afford, like pay what you want. And that's how I organize my classes. Then they meet me through Zoom. And then I teach them. And so far around, I think, didn't check exactly, but my estimate is that 1800 people after the COVID started have took my classes from all over Canada. And from every single province and territory. So I found it is so much amazing and beautiful from so many reasons. And now I'm taking a short break because I'm doing some other video work and also exploring the Yukon too. But mm-hmm. I'm resuming them in September, in fall. Mm-hmm. My classes, the structure would be the same, which was before, like pay what you can. And I will be teaching again this year.
So you've danced with the mayor, Canadian troops and Indigenous leaders. Is there anyone that you would love to feature on a video, like anyone in Canada, any specific person?
I don't have any specific person in my mind, but I'm from the time to time, if a sort of wonderful collaboration happens with anyone, I'm always happy to do it. But I do not say that I need to do with only this person specifically. Mm-hmm. Even with the mayor, it happened so organically. We were just chatting in street, and we just decided to do that. So same like if with anyone happens like that, I would love to make sort of collaboration. And even I'm doing with the different people with the different cultural backgrounds or different leaders in their communities, I'm always open to do some collaborative work for so many reasons, because it gives a beautiful message too, apart from the dancing, that hey, if those two or three people are doing together, why we can't be together? So yeah, I do not have a specific person in my mind, but I'm open to explore ideas with anyone.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of mentioned it, but how has COVID impacted making the videos? Has it impacted at all, other than the classes kind of going online? Or is it kind of just doing the same old kind of thing? It hasn't impacted it very much.
I think that the biggest shift has been that I had to stop my in-person classes. So initially that was like everyone, for me, it was a shock too. You know, when it started happening in the month of end of February or beginning of March, when it started appearing in the news. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was also not sure what's going to happen, what the world will look like, how we will do our things, which we do normally. But yeah, after suggestion from my friends, I started my online classes, which I was a huge change for me too, because before that, I never did an online class. Even before COVID, if someone would say that, hey, start online classes, I would just laugh. I was so into the idea of having people in front of me and that sort of like person to person, like teaching. But I think that after I started it, although initially I had to make a lot of setup, like website and making those sort of adjustments, which took time and effort to. But when it started becoming normal, initially it was not normal, but slowly it started becoming normal. Then it was fun. Like I was looking forward to meet so many new faces every week, every weekend. And they were telling me their stories. I think that was great that something which was I expected that it would happen, it started happening. And in terms of videos, I think after COVID, a lot more people started watching my videos. Maybe they were at homes, they had more time, or maybe they were more drawn to watch this sort of happy, positive messages, because after COVID, there was a lot of sadness, a lot of stress. People had to shut down their businesses. The children were staying in homes. Like people are homeschooling, and people had a lot of stresses. Like people had to work from home, which was also not easy. Like especially with bigger families, people didn't have that sort of setup at homes. Like new sort of things started appearing. Yeah, it added a great deal of stress in so many people. So I felt that though all those sort of reasons collectively, that brought a lot more people to my videos. I suddenly saw a surge in viewership. in my videos after COVID, and yeah, which I find it great that that people responded to my happy, positive, wonderful messaging, and like uniting people, telling them that hey, don't worry, be happy. These clouds, they will pass. Mm-hmm. They will be sunshine again. And everybody in those type of rough situations like to hear that. Yeah. Don't worry. all these sort of change happened to my videos. Yeah.
Nice. And just my last question. What do you feel kind of makes Canada unique in the world? Especially coming from India, and you kind of mentioned it with why you were drawn to come to Canada. But I guess overall, what makes it such a unique place to live?
I think Canada is a wonderful place in the world from so many reasons. Like although I touched on different things like racism or discrimination or whatever, but despite that, I find that Canadians are wonderful people. Mm-hmm. Personally feel that majority of Canadians, they are amazing folks. They don't care much, they just like to have fun, they just like to majority of Canadians, they don't care about small things. Mm-hmm. I find that the people in this country, they are great, which makes us wonderful. And they also take care of other people too. Like I've seen so much happened after I moved to Canada. Things like when something happens in country, like we have different sort of floods, fires, tragedies, like people donate. Like mm-hmm. what happened in that Saskatchewan town, Humboldt,
yeah.
That tragedy, like people were really touched by, they were donating, I think they donated millions. Mm-hmm. And also not just donating in money, like their moral support too, like,
yeah.
And like when there was a fire in Fort McMurray or floods in Fort McMurray, people were so much, contributing everywhere. Like there was floods in Quebec, people were contributing wherever, even in the Yukon, I noticed that when something happens, people come together instantly, they do something, they fundraise, they provide other type of support too. So I find that it makes us a very unique place. And also in terms of natural beauty, which we all know about that, Canada is a vast country with such a big, stunning, yeah. Amazing, I would say supernatural beauty. like we have three oceans, like mm-hmm. from everywhere. So many mountains, lakes, rivers. It doesn't end, actually. It's endless. Which I touched in the beginning too. We are country of peacekeepers. We do not like invade countries, other countries, which I like that mm-hmm. we. Sort of messengers of universal friendship, and which is awesome. That also makes us our country a very unique place and wonderful place. And these are the things which I think that it's a wonderful country.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Gurdeep Pander, and if you did, please give a rating and review. You can reach me at craig@canadaehx.com. You can visit my website where you'll find all my podcast episodes, as well as hundreds of articles on Canada's history. Just go to canadaehx.com. Again, you can support the podcast for as little as $3 a month. Go to patreon.com/canadaehx. And I'd like to say thank you to all my wonderful patrons, including Aaron O'Hara, Robert Dunseith, Todd Casey, Catherine Roy, Luke S., Vic Hedges, J.P. Baer, Jason Hall, Phil Maynard, Spencer M., Renee Beliveau, and Iris Gray. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.